Left-wingers don't know what to do with him. Anti-Semites hate his guts. They would give anything to get him off the radio. Tovia Singer. Coming up next on Israel National Radio.
Holy Jews and Gentiles, lovers of Zion around the world, you're listening to the Tovia Singer Show, Israel. Israel National Radio. I'm going to be with you for a couple of hours. Dr. David Leffler, he's got a way to beat the enemy. Don't even bother guessing. He's going to be joining us on Israel National Radio. Who is he? Director of the Center for Advanced Military Science. All right, you're listening to the Tovia Singer Show, Israel National Radio. This is a very interesting guest. His name is Dr. David Leffler, and he is going to help us understand how Israel, how the West, how the United States can fight the foes. I mean, Israel really needs help. I mean, at least the U.S. has Mexico and Canada and two friendly oceans surrounding it. Israel is surrounded by too many Arab countries that seek its destruction. Is there a way to defeat the enemy without casualties? Dr. David Leffler, I want to welcome you to Israel National Radio.
Thank you, Tovia.
Hey, thank you for joining us on air. I guess this sounds very appealing to the Jewish state, your approach. You are the director of the Center for Advanced Military Science. And Israel, as you know, is in a lot of trouble. It's surrounded by enemies on every side. Iran is producing a nuclear program that Israel may have to destroy in the coming months. You have a program so Israel can defeat this enemy. How would Israel do this?
It's very, very simple. You would establish a prevention wing of the military, of the Israeli armed forces. This group of the military, as their primary duty, would be to practice transcendental meditation and its advanced techniques. There's been extensive research that shows when a large group of people practice these techniques together that they reduce the collective stress that's responsible for war and terrorism.
See, you're saying using transcendental meditation, is that like sitting and thinking and going over a mantra in your head? Is that what that means?
Not exactly. The transcendental meditation technique is described as a simple mental procedure for allowing the mind to settle down to a state of pure consciousness. When someone experiences this state, this silent, peaceful state of heightened alertness, they don't have any thoughts or mental agitation, and that's why it's called pure. This state, research has shown that this state has been correlated with neurological integration, which means higher EEG coherence, meaning that the two hemispheres of the brain, the neurons, fire in synchrony, and a very deep level of rest, and this level of rest has been mentioned by the virtual suspension of the breath. There's been an extensive meta-analysis of the experimental literature that's been done on this particular technique, and it shows that it's much more effective than just resting with your eyes closed. And other research has shown all sorts of positive traits. So on one level, you can certainly prevent terrorism war, and there's over 50 studies that show that this is possible. But also the military, the individual warrior himself, or her, means they would be better, but they would be better warriors. But the irony is, by becoming better warriors, becoming more effective and efficient warriors, they are actually preventing an enemy from arising in the first place. So the goal of this new science, this new military science, this advanced military science that we talk about at our center, is victory before war, by preventing an enemy from arising in the first place.
If you're just tuning in, my guest, Dr. David Leffler, he's the director of the Center of Advanced Military Science, and Israel needs all the help it can get. I want to ask you this, doctor. If Israel sits and meditates, the Iranians, on the other hand, they're not going to be meditating. You know, they study the Quran. They study Islamic writings. They listen to imams that urge them to hate Israel and hate the Jewish people. So they're going to go on. They're not going to be doing this meditation thing. In the meantime, they're going to be developing a nuclear program. They're going to attack Israel. How would Israelis meditating stop them?
I'll have to use an analogy to explain that. This theory works on what's called the level of collective consciousness, and so you have to understand what causes a typical military model. We have a social stress that gathers in a society. What happens is people aren't utilizing the full potential of their minds, and so when they want certain things, they want this basic desire to want more and more. And when they don't get more and more, that they're held up from getting that, that creates social stress. And so as this social stress builds up, it creates stress, it creates enemies. And so when enemies come about, the military is sent to subdue those enemies. But unfortunately what happens is that it creates more stress. And so there's this vicious cycle that keeps going on. So they're creating more wars. And if we look in the history of war, World War One led to more collective stress and eventually had World War II. And then World War II ended, but then more collective stress was created, and then that led to the Cold War, and so on and so on. And now the war has changed in the sense the model is different. Now we have terrorism where the war is going underground, because everyone knows that the military of Israel is mighty and powerful, and it's a very respected military around the world. And so they can't fight the Israeli military on their terms. So then they do underground warfare where that no one can be held accountable, and that underground warfare is terrorism. So if you eliminate that stress that's causing the terrorists in the first place to do what they do, then the war, the terrorism is prevented. And so there's been studies, for instance, that show that this creates a field effect. So if you have a large enough group in Israel, you can affect the other countries around you, and this has been shown in research. In fact, there was a study that was done in Israel in the 1980s that was published in a leading journal, the Journal of Conflict Resolution, which is edited by Yale University. And what they found in this study was, during an impact analysis of the Lebanon War, that during the time of the experimental period, cooperation among antagonists rose 66%, the war intensity fell 48%, war fatalities fell 71%, and war injuries fell 68%. So it doesn't matter. That wasn't, the fighting was going on in Lebanon, but this group was established in Israel. It was Israeli experts in invincible defense technology, people who were practicing transcendental meditation and its advanced techniques in a large group.
I'm listening to you, and I want to understand this. You're saying that if Israelis meditate in a certain way, Iran, its president, who has declared that Israel, the Jewish state, should be wiped off the map, and he intends to do that, he'll be affected by the meditation going on in the Jewish state. Is that what you're saying, Doctor?
Absolutely. And let's talk about the president or a leader of any country. It doesn't matter whether he or she is a monarchy or a dictatorship or democracy, whatever it is, there's always one person who calls the shots. And so that leader of that country is only an innocent mirror of the collective consciousness of that society that he or she represents. So if there's lots of collective stress and tension in the air, then the leader doesn't think clearly. And so there'll be some disagreement. In your case, it's with Iran and Israel. When they try to get together to resolve those differences, usually what happens is they send in the diplomats first. And the diplomats try to resolve the differences, but if the collective stress is high in Iran, and if the collective stress is high in Israel, they don't think clearly. They don't see that the whole picture, and they can't resolve their differences. And so what ultimately happens then is war, and they send the military in to resolve those differences. So if you can have a system of a human resource-based technology that the military would use to prevent that collective stress from getting high in the first place, Then all of a sudden the leader of the country, who's that innocent mirror, starts thinking more clearly. And all of a sudden friendly gestures start going between the two states. And you can see this has happened in India and Pakistan, because in the last months there's been large groups of people practicing transcendental meditation and other advanced programs in India. And we've seen what's going on now between Pakistan and India. The ice is starting to thaw, and they're sending people to be unthinkable.
Is transcendental meditation, is that like a subset of Hinduism? Because I know there's a lot of meditation in that faith.
That's a common misconception. The person who founded the transcendental meditation program, the famous Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, it is true he is a Hindu monk. He comes from the Vedic tradition of India. And I might add that Maharishi, as you know, he wears a white robe. He's a Kshatriya, it means he's a warrior, and so that's why he's developed this human resource technology for the military. And it is not a religion. It can be practiced by anyone of any religion or someone of no faith. It doesn't matter. It's just a very simple, systematic procedure that's been validated and over 600 research studies and over 200 universities across the globe.
But, you know, here's what I think, Doctor. I think that there are people who read literature that's very hateful. I mean, you believe there's something called anti-Semitism, right? I mean, there's literature that teaches contempt. And if you have leaders who read the literature, who believe they have to conquer the world, subordinate the Jews, that the Jewish people cannot have sovereignty in the Holy Land, isn't that the most logical reason for this conflict? And we only have about 2 minutes left, Doctor, so if you could just put that together for me.
Well, basically, I'll have to talk science here, that there's been studies that show, for instance, that when people meditate, they have the two hemispheres of the brain, the neurons fire together in synchrony, and they actually create a field effect. There was one study that showed when one person would meditate in one room, they could measure the effect on another person in another room. There was also another study that's shown when large groups of people 1,000 miles away would meditate together, they could influence people other places. One of the people at our Center for the Advanced Military Science, Dr. Ken Walton, did a study which was just published within the last couple of months in the Journal of Social Behavior and Personality that showed levels of serotonin availability and levels of cortisol changed. So when there would be large people-to-people meditating, then serotonin availability went up. When it was small groups meditating, the opposite would happen. Also, cortisol, which is an indicator of stress, would change as well. So when there would be large people, groups of people meditating, there would be less cortisol, when the opposite would happen. So there's a change, physiological change taking place in the body. So it doesn't matter who your leader is, you're going to affect that leader. And if that leader refuses to change, then that leader will no longer stay in power.
Dr. David Leffler, the director of the Center for Advanced Military Science, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on Israel National Radio. I hope that we all pray and meditate so we could stop this problem. You're listening to Singer, Israel National Radio.